Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Reminder, about a half hour from now, the much-anticipated, much-requested return of Quiz with Stiz. Woo-hoo! It is Hart versus Johnson. The battle months in the making. Can I get back on the winning track, or does Ted continue to roll?
Who can bench more for reps?
No, we're not doing that. So, speaking of which, before we get into the drive, Ted Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Andy Hart, yes.
Did you know that Stiz belongs to a gym?
Attaboy, I did not know that.
Before you congratulate him, I've never heard Stiz once talk about going to said gym that he claims he's been paying for at least a year.
Oh, no.
Stiz, I don't brag.
That's not right.
I don't brag.
You don't
I'm not like, that also may be true, but I don't kiss and tell.
So he has a wedding he's getting ready for. His sister's getting married. Yeah. And so
trying to get in shape for
He's trying to cram. I think he now has.
I have. It's the 24th. So I
16
kept,
days.
Yes. I kept telling myself, okay, if, you know, from October 1st to the 24th, and also congratulations to my sister Alyssa and her fiance,
yeah,
Sean.
Alyssa, Sean.
Yep. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I can give you some tips on how
Ted,
to get going on this.
I need a cram.
Just start slow. Start slow. Don't kill yourself.
And he doesn't have time to start slow.
And go at the same time and get into a routine where you go at the same time every day.
Okay, so I do have a legit question for you,
yeah.
Okay, when it comes to, you know, pick a time and go consistently at the same time.
Yep.
Should I go before work or after work? Because I was wondering, like, if I go after work, sometimes I already have trouble sleeping.
Yep.
Am I going to get wired when I leave the gym and now I'm going to be up?
I don't think so. See, unless you take a pre-workout, unless you take something to get you going before your workout that has caffeine in it, I don't think that's an issue. The problem with waiting till after work is you'll find a million excuses not to
less
go.
Less likely, yeah.
So more times than not, you're more likely to go if you go before work. And you will feel so good about yourself the rest of the day knowing that you got your workout out of the way.
I will say I have gone to the gym a handful of times.
Okay. I signed up and I left.
One hand. But every time I did leave the gym, you do. Like, you know, the high that people talk
Absolutely.
About. It
yep.
is true. I've definitely experienced it, and I know it is the key to not only some of my physical problems, but mental.
Absolutely.
My mental health
you will sleep better.
As well.
You will sleep better, I promise it. If you start working out regularly and actually work out and get a good workout in, I don't care when it is, you're going to sleep better. You're going to feel better. Mm-hmm. You'll be in a better mood for this show. Quiz with Stiz will be better. Everything will be better in your life.
There's all upsides.
No downside. Absolutely.
I'm not sure you're going to be like a specimen in 16 days for the wedding, so whatever, but this is a long-term commitment, and that's what I would do. Don't overcommit early and then fade off. Do what you can do. If it's only a half hour, go for a half hour regularly.
Yeah, because I am, you know, I'm doing the 31 nights of Halloween. Every night I put out a different.
I think I saw that, yeah. Yeah,
and I have got a couple comments from, you know, longtime listeners like, hey, gained a couple pounds. No, actually, no. What happened to you, Bubs?
No, it's the makeup. It's the wardrobe
change. It's the lighting.
It's the lighting. It's making him look chubby. Anyway, it's 5 o'clock. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
It may surprise some listeners and Twitch chatters, but we talk about Bill Belichick occasionally here on WEEI Afternoons because he's in the news a lot. And I will say,
that's the reason we talk about Bill is because he can't keep himself out of the news.
I think this is
we don't gratuitously go after him. It's we only respond to the stories that are in our faces every day.
This is one of the biggest stories in sports, in football, maybe in kind of the world this year. I don't know how long that list is because obviously there's big picture, political stuff, whatever. But I said it earlier, it has the NFL angle, because there's still a lot of people in the NFL pro football world that care. It's obviously a college football story. And then the Jordan thing brought in this weird, like, Taylor
Magazine,
Swift pop culture.
Six, you know, Page Six.
Yes.
All these other, like, all these, whatever, the gossip magazines.
Yep.
They're all covering the story.
So, Ted, you were ahead of the curve back in the spring. You said they should probably get out of this sooner rather than later. They didn't. They went into the season. They haven't seen a lot of wins come from their relationship.
0-3 conference play.
Yeah, 0-3. And they haven't beaten a FCS team yet. I believe they've beaten two FBS teams, 1AA football teams. No shame in 1AA football, big supporter,
no,
but I'm just
all.
Saying,
no.
You're North Carolina, you're in the ACC. Yeah. You hired Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick was given $20 million to go buy a roster. He got 70 new players, 40 from the portal, and yet they're struggling. And then the story started coming out this week in particular in regards to the culture, and it was a disaster. There started to be columns, and then from these columns, there was actually ramifications. An assistant coach has been suspended because he was giving sideline passes to a player.
And to the parents of one of the recruits that Belichick and Lombardi are going after.
And there were even Twitter rumors that he was fired, and they kind of had to tamp those down. And then today, there was a report from 24/7 that they were actually having exit strategy meetings at the University of North Carolina. And for a little more information, we go to the Three Man Front podcast on WJOX.
I have just gone to behind the paywall of one of the main North Carolina Tar Heel websites, and I'm going to read you directly what their insider, Andrew Jones, what he just posted. The reports on X that Bill Belichick has been fired are not true. That said, potential exit strategy discussions took place this morning. It doesn't mean Belichick will be fired, but preliminary conversations about the situation and its many prongs, effect, etc., were up for discussion.
So up for discussion, and Mike Florio, who is a all-star and aggregator, whatever you want to call it, Pro Football Talk, had a post on this talking about not only is UNC looking to move on from him, they're looking to move on from the buyout, the $20-plus million that's left. He signed a five-year, $50 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. He's getting paid $10 million for this year, so that leaves that extra $20 million in guarantees. But if they fire him with cause, and the report indicates there's a lot of infractions.
Multiple recruiting violations.
Yes. So it certainly seems like they're doing their diligence in preparing to potentially fire Bill Belichick and save face by not having to pay off the buyout. Ted Johnson, reaction.
Yeah, it's I'm not surprised. I mean, there was plenty of signs that would indicate that this was they were going down a bad road. It just the behaviors from Bill at the end of his tenure here in New England was shocking and surprising to me. But a lot of people just kind of ignored it, just glossed over it, didn't pay any attention to it. And then, you know, the behaviors in the offseason that was a prelude to his coaching start there in UNC would suggest that his head just wasn't in the game, that his focus wasn't on the program where it needed to be, and that this was going to be a long season. And so I'm not surprised it's gotten to this. I guess I'm surprised that UNC is caught off guard by this. Did they do any vetting? Did they look at all? Did they talk to anybody? I mean, everybody knew that no NFL team wanted them. There's got to be a reason why. Why didn't UNC investigate it? So they kind of get what they deserve. But I think the only way that they feel like, because this is horribly embarrassing.
Yeah.
They went for the quick grab, the money grab. They sold out season tickets for the first time in a long time. So they got an initial sugar high from it. But at the end of the day, it's going to be looked at as a disastrous decision. And Bubba Cunningham, the guy that introduced Bill in the introductory press conference with no sleeves on, I can't imagine what those big decision makers, how they must feel. It's embarrassing. You get a lot of people off the record kind of commenting, professors. He's the highest paid employee in the state of North Carolina, and this is is going on. It's just an embarrassing thing for a very prideful academic university. It's trying to get its football team to be relevant like the basketball team is, and they thought Bill was the answer, and clearly it's not.
In your opinion, because embarrassment's a part of this and saving face and PR and all those things are kind of part of this, Is it more embarrassing to get rid of Bill Belichick right now and really have to pull the plug? And I don't know how deep that goes. I mean, does that mean Steve Belichick is gone? Brian Belichick is gone? Mike Lombardi is gone? Like,
I would think so.
A big chunk of the program's gone. How do you do that?
I don't know. See, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, if Bill is let go, does Bill say to Steve and Brian, you're coming with me and Lombardi? Or are they, if they want to get paid, they gotta play out the rest of the season? I think that would be too much. I would think you can't take everybody out. I think you would probably just take Bill out, and Bill would have to understand that's his son, that's his friends. They can't just exit with him, because then they won't get paid, and Bill can't do that to those guys, right?
But what about from a North Carolina perspective? If you're the athletic director, like, do you think you're getting honest investment in North Carolina Tar Heels program from Bill Belichick's two sons and his best buddy, or are they just collecting paychecks?
I mean, I don't know what the alternative is.
So my alternative is, I think you got to suck it up and just let the season play out. I really do. I actually think it's more embarrassing and maybe more damaging to your program to pull the plug now, unless it gets really ridiculous and you just have to do it. But you might just have to suck it up, lose some games, and at the end of the year say, this didn't work. You might even have to eat the money at the end of the year. I just think if you pull the plug on him and all his tentacles within the organization, I don't know how you survive. I don't know how you rebound from that's a hole that you're really digging and putting your program
in. I'm trying to look at the schedule. So they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games left.
Yep.
Look, they've played 5 games, and it's been a story every week.
Yep.
And they have 7 more weeks to go?
Yeah, well, made a bed. You need to lie in it for a little while. I know it's uncomfortable, but you got to lie in it for a while. Yes, Stiz.
So if they got rid of him midseason, it would absolutely be embarrassing to the program and to the school. It would be worse than, the firing of Mayo after 1 year. I mean, the day after the last game of the season. But also, kind of the other side of this, they're not 0-5. They're 2-3. There is still a lot of season
they're
left.
They're 0-3 in real football.
The record is 2-3, okay?
They played,
and I think,
2-F-B-C-S-T.
Stop with your semantics.
It's not semantics.
Their record is 2-3.
Those teams get paid to play you because they're push-up cupcake games. You're supposed to beat up on them, and they get a payday to help fund their program.
And I think, quickly, Ted, I think that UNC bought into Bill Belichick for his process. They weren't necessarily looking for some miracle season.
What? You spend $30 million on him, guaranteed, $20 million into the program, you're paying a GM $1 million, and we're supposed to trust the process like Mike Lombardi told all the donors? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's college football. It's now 1 year seasons. College sports are not, 5 year plans anymore. They are bring in recruits, 1 year, one and duns, right? Jason Tatum, we were talking about him. He goes to Duke basketball. He's one and done. He's in the NBA. Now he's going to run that program as this whatever general manager thing alum. So, no, Stiz, it's a different world. It is fast. It's quick. It's furious. They weren't buying into any process. They were buying into a quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
Quick, quick turnaround. And the quick turnaround was just a crash into the ground and burn. The one thing I agree with you, though, I think they got to keep him. I think it's worse if you blow it up now. I think it's I don't know how you recover from that.
I think if you got rid of him, then all the stories stop. Like, he's gone. The guy that was creating this toxic environment, drama, stories every single week is now removed. And so now at least that's part of it is not in front of mind every single week. The longer if he keeps playing the head coach, it's going to be a new story every single week, Andy.
I think it'll be expedited. I think if you fire him the week after, there will be sources everywhere detailing exactly what went down, and then I think they'll be over. So I think there'll be a rush of, because I think players will all of a sudden be ready to tell anyone who'll listen how bad it was.
How do you tell recruits that are coming in right now who's going to be their coach next year? And, if you fire Bill now, at least you're telling recruits, all right, we're going to change the leadership. We're going to go a different direction. It's not going to stay. But if you keep him there, then what do you tell recruits that you're bringing to games and showing around? And it's I think there's a lot of problems by keeping him. I really do. I don't know if there's an easy solution by letting him go, but I'm just saying I think you.
Which would you choose? And take your personal feelings out of it. If you are the chancellor of North Carolina,
have nothing to do with this.
Would you fire Bill now or just suck it up, bite your lip.
I'd fire Bill now.
Right now.
Every day he's the head coach is an embarrassment to my university. Every single day he is still named the head coach.
Forget it. I'm on fire him. I just solved the problem. No, I seriously just did.
I mean, Freddie Kitchens was on the staff before.
No. You know who's I think would do it? Mack Brown.
Bring Mack Brown back.
I think Mack Brown is a UNC guy. I think he's the type of guy that would swallow his pride and say, yep, you need me. I'll do what's in the best interest
of
the Tar Heels.
That's happened before. You know, you bring in an older, yeah, you know, that's the way to go.
That's my answer. You fire Bill Belichick and you bring in Mack Brown, yep. And he knows I'm not the head coach. I'm not even going to be considered for the job after the season. I'm just doing, I know some of these guys, right? Some of the players are probably still
definitely,
his guys.
Definitely.
And he knows Drake May, and he puts out the little tweet about Drake May. Fitzy liked that. He talked about it. It was a good point. But Mack Brown is the answer to solve the problem.
I like
Dan
that.
Ball.
Sorry, you caught me off guard with that one. I'm not a fan of that personally, and I don't think Mack Brown would sign up for that. Are you cleaning house and allowing him to name a staff on the fly? Or are you having the Belichick family and Freddie Kitchens report to Mack Brown?
I think you absolutely have to get rid of Steve Belichick, Brian Belichick, and Mike Lombardi. The rest I would leave up to Mack Brown to figure. Yeah. Like, Freddie Kitchens was his OC.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be fine with Freddie Kitchens. Defensive side of the ball, is he going to promote, like, Jamie Collins to D-coordinate? I don't know. I don't know what, like, some of the guys are on that side of the ball.
I think your embarrassment gets worse if you have Bill Belichick coach for 5 games and then bring the guy who was just there back.
If there was
a little bit more of a grace period, so I'd be okay.
Hold on. Then you bring somebody else that's not Mack Brown. You bring in a former coach.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Maybe he doesn't have any ties, but is a well-respected coach who's retired. You know,
they're 2-3.
They're not. They're 0-3.
They're 2-3. And Mack Brown only had, you know, you're like a quick turnaround from Mack Brown. He had 6 wins. It wasn't like they had, you know, 2 wins.
Let me read what some of the quotes. The source with firsthand knowledge of what's going on at the program told WRAL, quote, "It's an unstructured mess. There's no culture. There's no organization. It's a complete disaster. It's all starting at the top and the boys are being affected. I don't fault the players. I fault the leadership that created this toxic environment. There's an individualistic mindset. The boys are young, and they're feeding into it." So is that going to get any better by keeping Bill on the staff?
But, Ted, would you agree that this Bill Belichick, like, people are itching to get these quotes? Sources say things are a mess. Sources say things are toxic. Like,
that's not true? You believe those are lies?
I think, like most things, the truth is usually somewhere in the middle.
So what did the Hulu – why isn't the Hulu thing going through? What's up with that?
I'm going to need you to articulate the shrug you just made behind
the Hulu thing was weird. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Because it's an embarrassment.
And but what's exactly an embarrassment? Again, they're 2-3.
Telling parents not to approach the head coach. I would have, if my son were on that team and somebody said to me, don't approach the head coach, I would be approaching the head coach at a fast rate of speed so that he would need to get Jordan to sick me.
I guess Steve Belichick doesn't have the numbers for any of his players.
Nope, which doesn't talk to him.
In college, all the players have your position coach and defensive coordinators.
They text all the time.
All the time. We're told that the Bill has no relationship with any of the players, that the coaches don't have really. That is not a healthy environment for young men. It's not.
And some of that, so there's also some blame pie. I know we get into blame pie a lot here in different games and teams and whatever. Like, I heard somebody, Ted, blaming Jordan for this. I don't think you can blame Jordan for the football stuff. Like, the football stuff is Bill and Lombardi and Steve Belichick. And I put some of the blame on Steve Belichick. He was at Washington last year.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that's actually experienced a full year of college football dealing with recruits, players. Oh, you mean at this level we text the guys before the game? Like, we have a text chain, a group text? Like, that's how this works?
Mm-hmm.
So Steve Belichick didn't do his dad any favors in terms of trying to open his eyes maybe to what his experiences 1 year with Jed Fish at Washington, but 1 year is better than what Bill had. Bill had no years of experience in this world. So there's some blame to go around, but it really...
I mean, Steve was getting paid $1 million. He wasn't getting paid that at UW.
No. He made a financial decision very much in his own interests, but it's not going to end well for him. Does he go crawling back to Jed Fish? Do you take him back? Or does he go, no, I gave you the chance and you walked out on me. You tried to take a payday with
your dad.
I would
think his son's, that last name there, I mean, is the name's going to be tarnished in college football.
Yes.
because of this stint in UNC.
And for Bill, I said this earlier, Ted, for Bill, he is no longer hireable at any level. Like, I don't think a high school would hire him. I don't think any college, a D3 school. I don't think anybody would hire. And we had a text earlier. Do you think Bill will get back in the NFL?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, that ship
are you out
sailed.
Of your mind, bro? Yeah. As Ted Johnson likes to say, he has no chance.
Miami.
No, not Miami. There is no place in the National Football League that will hire Bill Belichick. Maybe the UFL.
The NFL feels vindicated by what's going on at the UNC. So, you know, Lombardi and Bill took shots at the NFL, but the NFL is looking at the situation at UNC and going, see, we tried to tell you guys, it just wasn't going to work, man.
So, before we close things up here on the drive and get to quiz with Stiz, Hart versus Johnson, the battle months in the making, Ted Johnson, are the Patriots now, real quick, are they a 10-win football team? Are they going to finish this season with double-digit wins? I think you started there, and then you backed off of it. Are you back to they are a double-digit win football team?
I think they should be expected. I think the expectation should be that this is a playoff team. And so, yeah, I think probably you got to probably have 10 wins to make it into the playoffs. I think that's a realistic expectation based on what we saw in the last game. They got so much better. It's from where they started in week one to week five that, yes, I think it is an expectation this team is a playoff team. And I think to be a playoff team, you got to at least have 10 wins.
Yeah, I took the under at 8.5. But as we've all learned, I'm not great at picking games or parlays or prop bets or any of that. So
yeah, leave that to me and Dambo.
Oh, boy. He's feeling himself.
Attaboy, Teddy.
Attaboy. Here we go.
All right, that's going to do it for the drive today. Up next, it's the return of Stiz. It is Quiz with Stiz. Stick around. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England continues their 3-game road trip in New Orleans against the Saints on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Today's injury report is as follows. Two players did not participate. That's safety Jalen Hawkins and defensive end Keon White. Also, there were five players that were listed as limited participants. That's Christian Barmore, Kalevon Chaisson, Joshua Farmer, Anthony Jennings, and Milton Williams. Two players were also listed as full participants today. That's linebacker Marte Mapu and guard Mike Onwenu. From around the NFL, the Cardinals are fining coach Jonathan Gannon $100,000 for his sideline altercation on Sunday with running back Amari DiMercato. The Bengals are going to start newly acquired quarterback Joe Flacco against the Packers this weekend. And Giants wide receiver Darius Slayton is not expected to play tomorrow night against the Eagles because of a hamstring injury. From around Major League Baseball, the Mariners took a 2-1 series lead with an 8-4 road win in Detroit last night. Game 4 is currently in progress, and the Tigers have roared back, pun intended, to a 7-3 lead over the Mariners in Game 4. That is after 6 innings right now. Seattle is leading that series by a total of 2-1. The Yankees extended their season with a 9-6 home win over the Blue Jays in Game 3 last night. Game 4 is this evening. First pitch is at 7:08. Luby Varland to Cam Schlittler, your pitching matchup there. In the National League, the Cubs host the Brewers for a Game 3 at Wrigley. That game is currently underway. Bottom half of the first inning game is tied at 1 apiece. Cubs in the Brewers with Milwaukee leading 2-0. And the late game in the NL, the Dodgers host the Phillies for a Game 3. First pitches at 9:08. Aaron Nola, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the pitching matchup there. LA leads 2-0. The Bruins open up the season in Washington against the Capitals this evening. Puck drop is at 7:30. The goalie matchup, Jeremy Swayman against Logan Thompson. And the Celtics open up their preseason schedule tonight in Memphis against the Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. You've been waiting for it. It's here. It's the Quiz with Stiz on the afternoon program, and that is next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to Quiz with Stiz momentarily, but we have an update out of the Dan Ball, Bill Belichick desk.
Yeah, not my favorite desk to inhabit, but yeah, this is from Ollie Connolly, who we've cited in the past. He's done some very good work related to Belichick after he was hired. Per sources, Belichick has discussed buyout options. We talked about that. Members of Belichick's coaching staff have already spoken to other schools that are expected to be in the college football playoff about taking on roles during the postseason. From one coach, quote, "The rats are leaving the ship. Reports of serious recruiting violations remain under investigation at UNC. Recruiting and practice violations have already been proven by the school, according to multiple sources. Using recruit violations to knock down a coach's buyout has become a standard practice. If Belichick cannot find a landing spot to trigger his own buyout, he is expected to accept a greatly reduced, compromised rate. Belichick's communication with the staff in the past 2 weeks has been described as weird and distant by multiple members of UNC's coaching staff. Multiple coaches were unable to get a hold of him during UNC's bye week.
Wow.
Well, he was on Nantucket.
And you know, his coaching staff is his family and friends.
Yes.
His family and friends cannot get in touch with him during the bye week.
Yes. And also, it just that said, so UNC has already proven all these violations. That's what it said there.
Yes, proven by the school and under investigation by bigger entities.
Charlie Baker, the NCAA.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And the final part was Belichick is expected to accept a diminished buyout
if he cannot find somewhere else to go. That he is expected to accept that. Yeah.
Stiz, real quick before you turn into host Stiz.
This is fascinating.
You okay with all this? You want to just bring my Miller Lite in tomorrow?
No, I still insist, and in fact, maybe Andy will have to do a WEEI afternoon social media poll, but okay. I believe if Bill is fired mid-season or chooses to leave, that the bet is off because he did not get to finish a full season.
Okay, we can get to that at a future date because right now everybody asked for it. It is back. It's time. Quiz with Stiz.
It's time for the Quiz with Stiz.
That's right, boys. You know the name. You know the game.
Rule number one, no bitching.
Seems fair.
Who's that to?
On WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, you suck. That would have been perfect way to end this.
The walk-off. Oh, I send him home on the wings of defeat.
Now, here's your host, Stiz.
You're off to a great start. Is that a false start? That was a Vidarian low on the open.
You know the name. You know the game. That's right, boys. Quiz with Stiz has returned. We heard your demands, and so we've answered, and we brought it back. So tonight, Andy Hart will face off against three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson to see who is the smartest man alive. And before I give you tonight's theme, I'll pass it off to my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan Ball, for some ground rules.
Thank you very much, Stiz. So in the battle between Andy and Ted, Ted has a 4-1 advantage. Ted is 7-1 in the quiz. Andy's 7-9 all-time in the quiz with Stiz. Stiz has picked a topic for this week. He'll ask the host a question. If they get it wrong, the other host will have the chance to steal. If neither get it, it opens up for multiple choice. Battle to 10. We got 10 questions. Best score after 10 wins on a topic that Stiz has chosen. And we'll find out what it is now, Stiz.
All right, boys, for tonight's theme. Tonight will be an audio clue theme.
Oh, okay. No. The Pornhub thing again?
An audio clue theme as we play Name That Patriot. That's right, boys. I'll play some sound of a Patriot, and you have to name the player or the Patriot.
Quick question. Current Patriots or all time?
It's a great question, Andy. No questions.
So we're
allowed.
Naming Ted Johnson's teammates? That's not fair.
Could
you
be,
covered the
could
team.
Not.
I did cover the team.
So,
touche.
Please.
And back then I had to transcribe, so I listened to all those
there
voices
you go.
Very
so
closely.
So you're fine. Okay. You're already
by the way, Ted, thank you for reminding me. Rule number one, no bitching. Rule
thank
number
you.
Two, no complaining.
Thank
rule number three, no accusatory comments. Rule number four, no self-victimization, Andy. And rule number five, stop being a meow and play the game.
Do we need to remind people who wrote those rules?
No.
A
go
smart
ahead,
man.
Stiz.
Doesn't matter.
All right, Ted, you
they're
won the last one. So heads or tails?
I'm going to say tails never fails.
And it didn't tonight, so you will start off. Ted, right. Are you ready for your first audio clue?
I'm ready, Bubba.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing our whole lives, and, you know, for me, I kind of just think about it like I'm back at my high school or back in my college, you know.
Ted, name that Patriot.
Is that Drake May?
No.
Oh. Well, that sure sounded like Drake May.
Andy,
can I get a little snippet?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing our whole lives, and, you know, for me, I kind of just think about it like I'm back at my high school or back in my college.
Mac Hollins.
Ooh, no, sorry. Ted, was that A, Joshua Dobbs, B, Christian Gonzalez, C, Efton Chisholm?
Oh, I'm going to say C, Efton Chisholm.
Ted's on the board.
Hey, now what do we say now? I've never heard his voice before. Okay.
I'm not sure I have either.
Okay, until now. That's the first time I heard it. All right.
All right, Andrew, are you ready for your audio clue?
Ready as ever.
Shoot, I was surprised myself. But, you know, I give all thanks to God. You know, I can't do what I do on the field without him. You know, he's my strength when I go out there.
Name that Patriot.
Milton Williams.
No.
Ooh.
Ted.
We got to play more audio from the Patriots on this show.
Carlton Davis.
No.
He did the point and no.
Andy, is that A, Travion Henderson, B, Matt Collins, or C, Kyle Duggar?
Travion Henderson.
Oh.
We got a tie game.
Oh. Let's go.
Boy, I gotta get familiar with the current players.
We got a quick thank you from the text line from Chuck for bringing back Quiz with Stiz. The people are getting what
nice.
They want, baby.
Anytime, Chuck. We're here. We're here for you, baby. All right. Ted,
yep.
Are you ready for audio clue?
I have a lot of work to do. A lot of areas to get better in and to be able to help this defense. So that's how I think about it.
Oof. Name that Patriot.
Boy, that sounds like that's a D lineman right there. That D voice. That's Milton Williams.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. Really?
Andrew.
So that is Craig Woodson.
No. Teddy.
Yes, sir?
Was that A, Kyle Duggar, B, Kyle Williams, C, Ramondre Stevenson?
Oh, I'm going to say C, Ramondre Stevenson.
No. Sorry. Oh. Andrew, name that Patriot.
What were the first two options?
Kyle Duggar, Kyle Williams.
I'll take Kyle Duggar.
And I'll give you a point.
Oh,
sir,
Kyle
as
Duggar?
You got out into
you know
the
what?
Lead.
That he tells you defense.
That tells you that he's not the leader he should be. The fact that I don't know his voice.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's the math is mapping, Ted. The
no
math
excuses
is mapping.
And no self-victimization and whatever
I'm
the other
mad,
two
I'm
rules
mad at
are.
Kyle Duggar. That's who I'm mad at. Kyle
All right,
Duggar.
Andrew, talk are you more. Ready for your next audio clue?
Yes, sir.
Let's move this along, boys.
I mean, I think just the team energy. You know, obviously, obviously the new leadership also. They've been great. They've been very attentive, very detail-oriented.
Name that Patriot.
I don't have to name the child, do I?
No.
The Patriot will do.
I'm going to say it doesn't sound like I think he sounds like, but I think it might. Robert Spillane.
No.
That is not him. He's not intense enough in that.
Well, his kid was there. I thought that softened the blow.
I'm going to say Hunter Henry. Is that Hunter Henry?
Ooh, no. Oh. Andy, is that A, DeMario Douglas, B, Carlton Davis, C, Christian Ellis?
Carlton Davis.
No.
I'm
Ted,
say
Mario Douglas.
C, Christian Ellis.
We got a tie game.
Hey, let's go. Here we go. Here
we got a tie game, 2-2, 3-3.
Yes,
yeah,
do.
You both just stole each other's question.
Ooh,
yeah.
Dougie. This is a good one or a bad one.
All right, here we go. Ted, are you ready for your audio clue?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm just kind of thinking of last season and the little success I had. Just kind of want to build off of that. You know, I don't want to set myself back but have these high expectations.
Name that Patriot.
Man, who's from the country? Somebody from the country. I'm going to keep going with this guy until I get it right. Is it Milton Williams?
Oh, no, sorry. Andy.
Got a little country in him.
Little country in him, setback, little taste.
Let's go, Andy.
5 seconds. 3, 2,
I got nothing.
1. Oh, that's weak.
All right, Ted.
Yep.
Is it A, Hunter Henry, yep. B, Kayshawn Booty, C, Christian Barmore?
Oh, it's got to be, I'm going to say it is Kayshawn Booty.
Damn it!
Ted takes the lead.
There we go.
All right, Andy. Are you ready for your next audio clue?
No, but go.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, he's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge weapon. I did, yeah. Yeah. Go fast.
I will take
Andy,
Drake
name
May.
That Patriots.
Drake May! Thank you! The all first right. gift I've
you
ever
gotten. Right. Kayshawn Booty from New Iberia, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
That is
it. That's the other down south part.
There you go.
Already.
That's like Waterboy, Louisiana.
No doubt.
All right, Ted, you ready for your next audio clue?
I am so ready.
Here we go.
No, I don't think that we'll have to smoke them out. I think we just want
that's
to be
not
careful.
Fair.
You just got Drake May, and you're complaining that this one is not fair. Are you serious? Ted,
that's
name that Patriot.
My man, Mr. Mike Vrabel.
There we go.
Love it. Love it.
Damn it.
Way to make it
all right,
fair.
Andy.
What's the score?
4-3 Ted entering question 8.
Uh-oh. Game's on the line.
All right, Andy, here we go.
So obviously people in Indianapolis don't understand the laws of physics and science. Beyond that, I don't know what else there'd be to have any bad blood about.
His initials are J-A-K. That would be Jonathan Kraft.
That's right. Here we go. Nice.
Know that voice anywhere.
All right.
He yelled at enough by that voice, you remember it.
All right, here we go. Let's keep moving along here. Ted, are you ready for your audio clue?
Yep.
Big neck. He had that bulldog little half grin, smile. You didn't know if he was happy or ready to go kill somebody.
Whoa! Name that Patriot, Ted Johnson.
That's my man, 36, Lawyer Malloy.
Let's go, baby. Yes, that's right.
I love it.
Where's my Lawyer
With
Malloy?
That little smile.
Right there.
Go, Pats.
Let's go.
Way
Let's
to go,
go
Lawyer. Thank
All right,
you.
Andy, are you ready for your last audio clue?
Yep.
They cheered for me when I went out and when I went back in, but during the game, they let me have it, and that's pretty good stuff. I like it. Yeah.
That is, should be Hall of Fame kicker, Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, that is.
Wow.
That's right, boys. That's right. What do we have as a score here?
That's 5-5 after 10 questions, Stanley.
Well, we'll have to go to a Game 7 next week, but good job, boys. That is how you play Quiz with Stiz. Congratulations to everyone listening and requesting out there. We appreciate it. Andy, back
Love
to you.
Love the audio.
Stiz,
the audio.
Nice job. I was a little dubious when we went in, but that was a lot of fun. Well done.
Always fun.
Spanned some interesting characters there. Coming up next on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. This is the greatest odds and ends in the history of the show. Last night after the show, Stiz wanted McDonald's. So he went right down the street, right over here to McDonald's. And, oh my God, all hell broke loose. And we have audio of that incident next. Odds and Ends, WEEI Afternoons.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Talk some football today here on WEEI, and Football Talk is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And that brings us to our odds and ends segment, and we're going to have Christian Arcand of the Christian Arcand Show join us for this because this is must-hear radio. It involves the host of Quiz with Stiz. It is going to be our odds and ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. As I mentioned earlier, Stiz wanted some McDonald's last night. He walks out of here.
Who doesn't want McDonald's after work?
Amen,
exactly.
Teddy.
Yep.
So he drives right down the street. That's, what, less than a quarter mile down the street here.
Real quick, underrated, excellent shakes. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Shakes with whipped cream.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, they're so good. Anyway.
Shamrock shake in the spring.
Ooh. That's delicious. Yeah, continue.
This is going down a whole different road. But Stiz, anything you'd like to add to the setup since you are the subject of this odds and ends?
Yeah, so I got out of work. I was a little, I needed a pre-snack before dinner. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going to make it the car. Yeah, something like that. So I stopped at McDonald's, and we've all been on social media where you see one of those crazy crazy videos where someone is absolutely losing their mind in a public place.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, world star. It was that. I walked into this McDonald's. Now, I usually go through the drive-thru. I pull in. There's like, it's 10 cars deep. I said, I'll just go inside. I park. I go inside. There is a man with his kid. The kid's probably 12 years old. And this guy is screaming at the top of his lungs, threatening to kill people, threatening to, I mean, it was absolutely insane. So after a minute or two, I did the only logical thing I could think of until I whipped out my phone and started recording. And yeah, that's what most people do.
So today we have fight, flight, or take your phone out, and you chose the third. Good to know. Okay, go ahead.
So I'll just play. Here we go.
Yeah, just, you can't talk to me like that either. Lady Mike, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I'm not. Yo, you. I wasn't talking to you when you asked, was supposed to give me my money back. I was talking to whoever. Yo, I'm not playing with you. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. My food was not fixed right. That's why the you stuck at me.
All right. Can I order?
Pause. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pause. So that second voice you heard was Stiz saying, all right, can I order? While a guy
was it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rewind it just a little bit. So we have the guy yelling real loud and then listen close.
All right. Can I order?
Like, I know he's going crazy, but I came in for chicken.
Man. You know, this is straight out of the movie Falling Down. Michael Douglas.
That's what I was thinking about. Absolutely.
This guy just lost it.
He lost it. So do you have any idea why he lost? You were there. Do you know the details? Did they screw up his order?
So he kept screaming about they weren't sanitary. I think his problem was that they put ketchup packets on top of his fries in the bag and didn't separate that with a napkin, which sounds silly, but I think he was saying like the ketchup packets could be dirty and they are now touching my fries. And then he started saying, bizarrely, I mean, the guy was clearly crazy, but he started yelling about how he had a daughter.
Let that play out. We want to hear that live. Don't tease that.
But he was doing that before too. He was doing it all throughout. But yeah, something about contamination and he wanted his money
back.
He's
a clean freak. That's all he is.
Germaphobe.
Right? Germaphobe. Germaphobe. Howie Mandel. Mike Giardi.
Go to McDonald's. That's the real problem you have. I've had a lot worse stuff in my McDonald's than the ketchup packet touching the fries.
So have I. But he lived through COVID, too. So, yeah. You know.
Let it roll.
All right. Can I order?
You're lucky my son is here.
Yeah. Chicken spicy.
I'll beat somebody's ass in front of him. Spicy. So watch what you're playing with.
Have a good night.
Ladies, 4-piece chicken nugget, no lettuce, just lettuce, and then just lettuce, and ketchup, and then golden sauce, 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 and then gol
had actually mentioned this to him. I had seen a commercial where they had a special golden sauce, and he goes, oh, yeah, do you guys have that golden sauce? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, oh, sweet and sour. And then the guy says something about his daughter's eye fell out, and she has a prosthetic.
Prosthetic eye.
Like, out of nowhere. Like, this took, like, a right-hand turn.
Yeah, this dude was losing his mind. I felt bad for the kid.
I feel like he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Right up to
like falling down.
And then, you know, right. And then that just the packets, the ketchup packets on the fries sent them over the top.
But I also asked Diz, like, did it never occur to you maybe to just leave? Like, maybe this could go sideways and you might actually be in trouble, like violence or danger or anything. And he said, so you apparently actually spoke with the guy?
Well, yeah, you can actually hear me in the beginning. They're
friends now.
Well, no, the McDonald's employer starts trying to yell it, like kind of stop talking spicy to him. And I tell her, I'm like, hey, chill out, like let it go, de-escalate it. And he was holding a bag from Spirit Halloween, which is right next door to that McDonald's, right around the corner from us. Me, big Halloween guy, 31 Nights of Halloween, follow at Stiz Grammy on my social media. But so I said to him to try to de-escalate, I said, hey, anything good? And he was like, yeah, I got this outfit. But this girl over here. So it didn't really work out too well. But I was hungry and I wanted my food.
Was your food good in the end? No complaints?
Yeah, my food was delicious. I actually tweeted it out. Like, the only bad thing about getting McDonald's after work, you know it's a bad decision, but your car smells like absolute shame for an hour. Like, my car just smelled like French fries.
That's true.
You still got both your eyeballs after that experience, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
And I don't care what my ketchup packet touches. I'm eating.
The best part, can I order now? Like, there's literally a riot about to break out around
He's
shit.
Just plowing through that
Excuse
order.
Excuse me, could I order now?
No lettuce, please. Extra mayonnaise.
The multitasking, though, because he was videotaping the whole time, while he's ordering it, while he's in the middle of this chaos.
Chicken spicy. I'll whoop somebody ass in front of him. So watch what you play with. Ladies.
Four-piece chicken nuggets.
Well done, Stiz.
Good stuff, bud.
You made my night last night when I saw it first, and then reliving it, it's every bit as good the second time. Christian, before we jump to your show, what do you got tonight?
Bridget Prue going to join me live in studio at 6:30. A little Bruins preview. We'll have all the other stuff as well that you usually have. We'll take a look at the Yankees, and who may have saved their season. We'll see what Schlittler looks like tonight. We'll go over Vrabel and his press conference and nightly news, MLB roundup. We got the Arcan Fire, all the good stuff. Full four-hour show tonight.
So you're not going to call him what David Ortiz called him?
I am not.
Schlittler. Yeah, I would stay away from
him. I am not going to call him any of the things that you try and avoid saying when you say the guy's name. I'm going to try and avoid them all.
Can I have a spicy chicken that solves all problems throughout the world? Stick around. 4 hours, Christian Arcan show. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll talk to Tom E. Karn at 3:30 and Andrew Razor Raycroft for the first time this year. 4 o'clock coming off the Bruins opener. Hey, Swayman. Maybe stop some pucks tonight. We'll see how that goes, and I'll talk about it tomorrow, 2 to 6. See ya.
Congratulations to everyone listening.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.